Sid? And Elaine is going to come and bring us our reading. Thank you very much, Elaine.
Page 1196 of the Church Bibles.
You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, suffering, what kind of things happened to me in
Iconium and Lystra, the persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I think Theo wants to come and help me this morning, is that right? Yeah. Hey! Great. Do please keep your Bibles open there, and let's pray as we come to God's Word. Father God, we do thank you that you tell us so much about yourself, about who we are, what we need. Thank you that you speak to us, and we pray, Father, that you'll be doing that right now as we think further about what you're saying through 2 Timothy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, there's some things in life which human beings need, which are essential to live. What we really, really need. Now, what type of things are those? Chocolate, right? Apparently chocolate is a necessity. Any others? Any other things which are necessities in life? Go on, Sam, shout it out.
Water.
Yeah, great. Any others? Wait, so... Actually, so far, we've got water and chocolate, guys. Sorry? Food. Yeah, need food. Anything else? The grace of God, yeah.
Jesus.
We need Jesus. We definitely do. Sorry?
Air.
Oxygen. Yeah. We'd be a bit in trouble without those. Yeah, lots of good ideas there. And lots of great answers. But, and someone always touched on it, we need the grace of God. And actually, as I think as we come to 2 Timothy this morning, and the grace of God is definitely true, but we can even narrow it down a bit more. We need the Bible. The Bible is not just important, but I think what our passage tells us this morning is that it is essential to life. Without it, we cannot truly live. But don't believe me, let's dig into 2 Timothy and see this for ourselves. And our first point this morning: all the words in the Bible are God's words. All the words in the Bible are God's words. And chapter 3 and verse 16. And actually, is someone, I've got the old magic chocolates here. Would anyone like just to read chapter 3 and verse 16 for me? Someone like to read it out? There we go. Here we are. Yeah.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
Brilliant. Well done. Here we go. Yeah, hopefully you like those. And if not, you can swap them with someone later. Great. Exactly. Thank you very much. All scripture is God-breathed. Oh, as another Bible translation puts it, all scripture is breathed out by God. It's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? The Bible is God-breathed. He says, it's as if God's words come into being on God's breath. And I just want to do a little experiment, and this is for all of us, don't worry, no one's going to have to embarrass themselves. But in a moment, I want you to just for yourself to try and make the sound, ah, but without letting breath pass over your vocal cords. See if you can make the sound, ah, or any sound to be fair, but without letting breath pass over your vocal cords. Go on, just give it a go. So someone was sounding like a pirate just then. I hope you realise you can't do it, can you? Even if you just want to say it gently, breath has to pass over your vocal cords to make it possible. Well, God is saying here that every word in the Bible is breathed out on the breath of God, breathed out on the breath of the Holy Spirit. So as the Apostle Paul sat down nearly 2,000 years ago to write this letter to 2 Timothy, Paul was thinking, right, what type of things do I need to tell Timothy about? There's a couple of women in the church that we need to talk about. And shall I tell him the latest football scores? No, that's not important. But I need to tell him how important the gospel is and to tell him to keep on talking about Jesus and lots of other things. See, Paul was thinking and praying about what he wrote. But at the very same time, God the Holy Spirit was breathing God's words into the apostle's mind as well. See, these words in 2 Timothy, they're Timothy's words, but they're also just at the very same time truly God's words. In fact, all the words in the Bible are God's words. I can say, God says, all scripture is breathed out by God. And God's people, we believe this for a whole number of reasons. You know what I mean? We come to realize as we read the Bible, we know what it's talking. It knows what it's talking about. Jesus himself, he knew that the Old Testament were God's words, and he planned for the New Testament to be written. The accuracy of the prophets, their prophecies coming true time and time again, they seem to be more than impossible coincidences. But God is behind them. And the fact that the wisdom, insight, and honesty of the scriptures, it's just beyond the minds of men and women to come up with it. The fingerprints of the divine are on every page. All the words in the Bible are God's words. Now, I appreciate, especially for someone who's not yet a follower of Jesus, that might raise loads of questions, and good questions, I'm sure, and we don't have time to look at those right now, but please do ask them. But let's be clear about one of the implications. Every word written in this book is from God. That's why we say at the end of our Bible readings, this is the word of the Lord, to remind us of that week by week. The Bible is not the equivalent of a pick and mix, where you can choose, I like the Gospels, I like those bits, but some of the epistles perhaps, but the Old Testament, it starts to get a bit dodgy there perhaps. Because when people try to do that, and sadly some people in churches do, I'm not trying to say people do in this church, but people, it does happen in churches. We're ignoring passages like this. All the words are from God. And if we're the ones doing the picking and choosing, who's really in charge? Not God, it's the person doing the picking and choosing. They're the ones in charge, and not God. So let me just read those words from verse 16 again. All scripture is God breathed. And this week, I'll send out an email and with a number of bits on. But one of the things I want to include in that is a short article, which would be really worth your time to read. It's not very long, which is the difference between the inspiration of Scripture and the sufficiency of Scripture. And sometimes there's a bit of confusion about those things. Right? So please do have a read. It will be a great help to you, I'm sure. All the words in the Bible are God's words. And that includes the stories, it includes the poetry, it includes the prophecy, includes powerful and colourful picture language. And it talks about lots of different things, but they're all God's words. And the Bible talks about lots of things, but there's one topic in particular it talks about, and that's our second point. The Bible tells us about the salvation Jesus offers. Could someone else read this time from verses 14 and 15? Someone else to read? Who else is going to read? Could be an adult. Oh, no, Sam's going to read. It's amazing what chocolate motivates, isn't it? There you go. You need a Bible, Sammy. Verses 14 and 15.
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Thank you. Well done. There you go. Sorry. I was trying to get back quickly and I crashed into the back row. I apologise. Thank you. So here's Paul writing to a man called Timothy. And one of the big things that the scriptures, that the Bible, that Paul wanted Timothy to get his head around was the need for salvation that only Jesus can bring. You see, Timothy needs to be told about the salvation that God offered through Jesus. We need to be told these things. And there's lots of things in life that we can work out for ourselves, isn't there? But there's other things that we need to be told. So let's do a little test. Here we go. Can we put up the next PowerPoint, please? Great. So, Ryan, anyone know the answer to that? Go on then. Two. Brilliant. Here we go. Are you ready? It's going to come flying over. Exactly. Now, the answer is two. But you need to be taught that, don't you? You can't, because if you're not taught it, if you're not told it, you don't know that that little symbol there is a one. You don't know that cross is a plus sign. You need to be told these things. I'm glad the school system's still working. It gets a lot of bad press, but it's obviously going good there. Now let's have the next one. What's this? So put your hands up. Do you know what it is, Hosanna? Can you say really loudly? Wait on.
Elephant.
Oh, brilliant. Here we go. There you are. Well done. It's an elephant. Now, again, if you weren't told that, you wouldn't know. You'd just say, it's a big grey thing, and it seems to have a bit of a hose pipe for a nose. We have to be told it is an elephant. Let me just turn that off. And then what about this last one? This one isn't quite as obvious what I'm wanting to mean, so I won't ask. It could be lots of different things, but the thing I'm hoping it's showing is that it's a reminder that families and good friends, they enjoy love together. Cuddles, laughter, helping each other, being together, supporting each other. It's love. Now again, if you weren't told that, you sort of have nice feelings, but you wouldn't know it was love. You have to be told. Well, we as people live in God's world. And as we heard last week, there's some things that we can work out from just looking in God's world. We can work out that God is a powerful creator and that he must be awesome. But there's lots of things we can't work out. We need to be told. Because otherwise we're just guessing. And lots of people do. There are lots of philosophers, aren't there? They're trying to work life out. There's a lot of guesswork. We need to be told. And that's what God does. He tells us that in the Bible, he tells us that we hurt him, we hurt each other. And that the only way we can be saved from this cycle of hurt and pain is to be found in the salvation that Jesus offers. And we need to trust him, to let him be our friend. We need to be told. And that's what God does in the scriptures. Ultimately, that's why Jesus came to earth, isn't it? Jesus became man, so he could walk and talk at our level. So his words and actions could be recorded in the scriptures, so we could know how important salvation is. And if it's that important to God, it should be that important to us. I mean, he's way cleverer than you and I. And so just before we go on this morning, it's really important as we come to the Bible. The Bible tells us lots of different things. But if we're reading the Bible and we're not thinking about if we're reading the Bible frequently and we're not thinking about the salvation that Jesus is offering us through the Lord, God is offering us through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've probably not got our glasses on quite correctly. Because God's word is talking about salvation time and time and time again. It's on every page of Scripture. So we've had all the words in the Bible are God's words. We've had the Bible tells us about the salvation that Jesus offers. And then lastly, The Bible equips us for every good work. And can I ever volunteer to read verses 16 and 17? Two verses this time. Who's going to read these next two verses? Anybody? Go on, are you going to read them, Noah? Have you got a Bible there? Verses 16 and 17.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that that the servant of God may be fully equipped for every good work.
Brilliant. Well done. Thank you very much, young man. That was quite a long one as well there. Great. See, the Bible, it gets us spiritually fit. Now, if you want to be a fast runner or a really high jumper, what do? You do some training, don't you? And that's actually, let's have, anyone want to come and do a little bit of training with me now? Just to get our legs going a bit. Come on then, Noah. Anyone else wants to come up, do a bit of training? Come on. Kelly? Brilliant. Right then. So let's start off. Here we go. Let's start with a couple of star jumps. Right then. Hup. It's not just me, right? Star jumps. There we go. Get you nice and fit. Brilliant. Right then. Jogging on the spot. Brilliant. Now, right then. Just straight jumps. As high as you can go. Ooh. You've got to make the silly noises when you jump, don't you? Like a tennis player. Right, very good. And let's have a little sprint down the church here. Right, are you ready? Right, come here so we don't crash into the table. Danny's looking very worried at this point. On your merit, Max, get set, go! Nice and quick! Oh, brilliant, they didn't take it. And I'm back again! Whew, that was a draw, that was good news. Phew, brilliant. Well done, guys. Have a little clap and a chocolate. Woo! There you are. Well, if you want to get fit, if you want to be a fast runner, you have to train. But when you want to get spiritually fit, we don't do star jumps and sprints, thankfully, most of us say. But we need the breath. We need to be breathed on by the Word of God, the Bible. Now, it's not all we need. When we come to Scripture, we need the Holy Spirit. God also says elsewhere that we need God's people as we grow together and grow in our love for Him. We need each other. But we also need the Scriptures. Trying to grow in your love of Jesus without the Bible is like a sprinter trying to get really fast without doing any running. It just doesn't work. We need to hear and read the Bible, because God uses it, as it says there, to equip us for every good work. Not just some, but every good work. And I'm reading that Bible. Yes, it can be reading it for yourself. It can be reading good Christian books that point you to the Bible. It can be coming along to Bible study. It can be listening to sermons here. It can be listening to sermons online from other churches or conferences. And it's never too young to start. There are some excellent storybook Bibles out there for even the youngest of our church family. It's never too late to start. It's never too late to restart. Remember, we have a loving Heavenly Father who is very patient with us. And He's gently but firmly saying to us this morning, God's words are this important. They're important for salvation. They're important for living Him today. I hope you can see they're essential to life. Or as Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy when He was out in the desert being tempted by the devil, He said this: "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." It's that essential to life. Let's pray. Father God, as ever, You know what we need. You know we need food and shelter and love and warmth and love and companionship and all those everyday things of life. You know that we need You. And we thank You, Father, that You show Yourself to us in so many ways, but uniquely and foremost and most clearly in the Scriptures. Help us to trust that it's true, especially in those times when we just don't feel like it, or it doesn't, I mean, it just seems a bit boring sometimes, or whatever it happens to be, Father. Help us to keep on coming back to your word day by day, knowing that you work through it for our good and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.